Unit 1. Lesson 1. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words. 1.
He has just come back from Holland. 2. They are working quietly in front of the machines. 3. Flying in small planes is even more interesting. 4. They have made a lot of friends since they moved here. 5. Riding on a real horse is great fun. 6. My sister has stamps from all over the world. She puts the stamps from each country together.
Exercise 4. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and choose the correct answers. 1.
Do you like playing volleyball?
Not very much. I like football better. I often play with my classmates after school.
I think football is the most dangerous game in the world. Have you ever tried badminton? That's great fun. I like it even more than volleyball.
2.
Cooking is great fun. I really enjoy it.
Maybe I should learn. I really enjoy eating.
Maybe you should. I wasn't very good at it when I started, but my mother says that I cook well now.
Well, when can I try something?
Lesson 2. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Yong Xian can jump very high. 2. There are clouds of different shapes in the sky. 3. How many stars are there on the flag of the USA? 4. Guangzhou has changed a lot in the past 10 years. 5. Don't give up. If you study hard, you'll pass the exam.
Exercise 4. Listen to the conversation and say whether the sentences are true or false. Circle T for true, F for false.
What are you doing, Joy?
I'm making a chocolate cake, Rob.
A real chocolate cake?
Yes. It's fun to make cakes yourself. I love cooking, and I make all kinds of cakes.
Do you sell them?
Of course not. I just enjoy making them. I make them for my family and my friends. It's my hobby, you see. What's your hobby, Rob?
My hobby? I haven't got one.
Haven't got one? I don't believe it.
I used to collect paper money when I was at school, but I've given that up now. I'm too busy.
Collecting paper money is interesting. You can learn a lot from it.
Yes, I know, but I don't have time. By the way, does your hobby cost you a lot of money?
Not too much. The flour, sugar and other things are not expensive. This cake is for you.
Really? That's great. Thank you very much.
Lesson 3. Exercise 4. Listen to the conversation. Write a slash when you hear a short pause and a double slash when you hear a long pause.
Hello. 8333-3667.
Hello. May I speak to Shen Haiyan, please?
Speaking? Who's that?
It's me, Tom. Do you want to go to a party with me now?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'm watching an interesting dance. On TV at the moment. And I don't want to leave. Sorry.
When does it end? Why don't we go after it's finished?
It finishes very late. Why not ask someone else?
Sure, I can do that.
Lesson 4, Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Catching fish is great fun, but eating them is even better. 2. She has made a lot of friends since she came to China. 3. Mending machines is Tom's job. 4. When she was young, she used to watch the stars. 5. The shape of these toys has changed.
Exercise 3. Listen to the questions and the conversations. Circle the correct answers to the questions you hear. 1. Which of the sentences A, B, C, or D is true?
Ben, what kind of stamps do you like best?
I like stamps with animals best. What about you, Anne?
I like flower stamps.
I've got an idea. I give you 10 animal stamps and you give me 10 flower stamps. Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
2. When did Dick begin to make machines?
What's your favourite hobby, Dick? Making small machines. How many have you made? About 40. When did you start? About 10 years ago, when I was 7.
3. What is Mike's favourite hobby?
You like listening to music, don't you, Mike?
Yes, I do.
What kind of music do you like best?
Pop music.
Do you like singing too?
Not very much.
4. Which of the pets has Xiaotian not got?
What's your hobby, Xiaotian?
Keeping pets. I like little animals best.
What animals do you have?
I've got 2 cats, 12 fish and 4 birds.
Exercise 4. Read the passage and say whether the sentences are true or false. Circle T or F.
Leon began to collect stamps when he was 7. He says collecting stamps is interesting and he has learned a lot from them. He has got about 1,000 stamps. They come from many countries. He has got Chinese, English, American, Australian, French, German, Canadian, Indian, Japanese, Russian and other stamps. His biggest stamp is about 7 centimetres long and 4 centimetres wide. The smallest one is only 1.5 centimetres long and 1 centimetre wide. Leon's favourite stamps have animals on them. He has looked